Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with a story by Sir Style Teakle called Islug Halloween Scare. Minstrel looks at the large keep from the street and turns to Eldrick, saying,
"Well, Eldrick, I think that does it.
You sure this is going to work?" The very corner of Eldrick's lip turns up on one side, his equivalent of a smile, as he says, "Trust me, it will be perfect." Later that night, Islug is sleeping in a canopy bed, or rather, he is passed out with empty bottles surrounding him. A chill breeze blows through the large, cavernous room, causing the flames in the fireplace to flicker more quickly. Candles with short flames are quickly lit in strategic places around the room to create the proper effect of darkness and shadows in the desired places. Figures, cloaked in black, move around the room making preparations until just one is left standing at the end of the bed. Loud explosions and bangs begin reverberating around the room, and Islug is suddenly standing on the bed with a scream and yells, "Oh, who? What is going on?" His arm cocked back, holding a slipper in a threatening manner as his eyes dart around the room and land on the figure standing on the end of the bed.
"Who are ye?"
he yells at the figure. The figure responds in a voice that seems unhuman and as if it is disembodied.
"I am the Halloween Ghost of Treats. You do not appreciate the things you have, and as such, it has come time you learn some tricks."
Islug's eyes stare seriously at the figure for a few moments as silence descends in the room. The slipper, poised in mid-air, ready to be thrown. Suddenly, Islug drops to the bed in a fit of laughter and gasps words,
"Halloween? Ghosts? Treats?"
This laughter continues as Islug turns red and he is waving his hand at the shadow form. His eyes get a bit bigger as the figure pulls out a small, handheld dart crossbow and red plumage is suddenly sticking out of his leg. The figure punctuates the dart with his words, "Very well. We will do this the hard way." A little later, Islug wakes up, rubbing his head in the middle of a large room on a carpet. He realizes he can't reach his head very well and that the room is spinning a little.
What's going on? Where am I?
Looking around the room, he notices many hazy and fuzzy apparitions walking around him in a large circle, and he starts to address them.
"Look! I'm doing these fraternizing, hazing things. Tell—"
A crack echoes through the room, and a voice yells at him,
"Silence!"
Islug's eyes get very large as they are drawn to the sound that made the crack, as he clearly sees,
My fishing pole! That's the third-generation master-crafted U-pole, limited one of a kind with inlays using—"
Another voice yells from the other side of the room,
"Silence! Tonight we will show you that the treats you value mean nothing, that how you treat others is all that matters. You will make a separation from the material items you have come to value, and tomorrow you will treat those whom you treat poorly better, or we will visit you again next year."
Islug starts getting angry and yells back,
"What did you shoot into me? Why are you doing this? I'm going to—"
He quickly silenced as a slipper is shoved into his mouth. A figure moved forward, pushing along a small keg of rare ale. Islug begins thrashing about, unable to move, being chained on the floor, his eyes wide, staring at the ale and shaking his head. The figure brings an axe down onto it, cracking it open to let it pour at Islug's feet. Next, another walks forward with Islug's favorite ledger book. A tear rolls down Islug's cheek as they set it on fire. Hours continue like this as Islug watches fishing poles, bottles of rare alcohol, books, illicit drugs, jewelry, clothes, games, and even his gambling log destroyed before him. He falls into a thrashing sleep as if pushed there by a giant hand after the exhaustion of his muffled screams and sodden cheeks of tears pull him into slumber. The next day, he awakes and finds himself in his bed, nothing seeming to be out of place. He jumps up screaming, "My pole! My ale!" He runs out of the room screaming, darting about his house, looking at things. The only thing he found different than the night before, holes in his floor, as if drilled for chains and scrapes around them. The rest of the day, he can be heard rocking back and forth in the middle of the floor, his arm around a keg, a fishing pole across his wrap, as he rocks back and forth, sobbing, holding his favorite fuzzy slippers, moaning, "It wasn't real! It wasn't real! Everything's okay!" Later that evening, his voice is heard in the local tavern. "That's right! Stupid ghosts! Picked on the wrong person they did! They thought they would destroy my stuff! Once they realized they were in trouble, they made everything the way it was and put it back! Even ghosts know better than to..." He is interrupted as a servant comes over to speak. "Sir, I've finished." His slug quickly interrupts him.
That's all right, lad. All good and perfect. Take the next couple of days off and get yourself something nice."
His slug holds out a small bag that jingles with coin to the servant. The servant, not one to look a gift horse in the mouth, quickly grabs the bag and runs off. His slug turns back to his fellow drinkers to continue his story, but stops with his mouth opening and changes what he was going to say.
What is it? Why are you all still staring at me like that?"
In another house, where many are working hard, you hear Eldirk and Minstrel whispering. Eldirk says,
"Well, that did it. Last thing cleaned and put away. They are loading it back up on the last wagon now."
Minstrel says, "That was costly. Borrowing props from the New Britannian theater troupe, we had to destroy a lot of replicas. Why didn't we just destroy his stuff?"
Erdirk responds, "Are you kidding? He would have suicided and then we would have been out an employer.
You know, anywhere else we could find someone rich and gullible as Islug, even if he doesn't bathe and requires a push now and then."
Minstrel nods in thought as she mutters,
"Yeah, I suppose so. This will keep him in line for a few weeks, if not a month or two. Suppose we'd better start thinking about how to rein him in next time he gets out of hand."
Back at the Stone Mug Underground Tavern, all eyes in place, looking over balconies onto the arena floor where a very drunk Islug is dancing and singing.
"If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?"
A bunch of tavern wenches look a bit sad as they sing out,
"Islug!"
Spinning in a circle and grabbing a couple of torches off the wall, he belts out another verse.
"If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?"
The various tavern wenches sigh and yell out around the tavern,
"Islug!"
Lighting both torches and swirling and swinging them through the air, Islug yells,
"I ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost."
Echoes, 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 echoes.
From the Cavern was brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Sir Style Teakle, and Asclepius. Do you have a piece you would like us to read? Please contact us at LordBaldrith@thecaverns.net, Style@thecaverns.net, or Asclepius@thecaverns.net.